You're listening to Stoke FM. I'm Megan the reporter, and here's some news for you. The executive director of Revelstoke After School Society made a recommendation that will be considered in the 2024 budget by provincial legislators. Joanne Goller recommended on June 7th before the Provincial Standing Committee on Finance that the province subsidize summer camps. This recommendation is included in the committee's final report that will go before the Legislative Assembly in the fall. The Provincial Standing Committee on Finance made a visit in early June to Revelstoke. At that time, 12 people addressed the committee from various local organizations, including ones like Community Connections, the Community Housing Society, Columbia Shoe Swap Invasive Species Council, the Chamber of Commerce, the Railway Museum, and the After School Society. The Standing Committee is mandated to gather feedback for next year's provincial budget. The committee traveled to 11 communities in person, and they heard even more people over Zoom. I spoke with Joanne Goller about the experience. Here's our conversation.
So I put together a speech, and I had 5 minutes to talk, and I talked about really important things that are happening in town for childcare.
I read your speech, just wait, I want to make sure I have it right. It was a standing committee on finance, and they're probably going around to communities. They're putting together the 2024 budget, and they just want to know what to include in it.
Yeah, that's correct. That's exactly what it is.
And you brought up 3 topics in your speech related to childcare. Can you tell us what they were?
Yeah, so I was... I've noted that the affordable childcare benefit is currently at $110,000. If you make $110,000 or less, then you can qualify for some more funding from the government to help you with childcare. I feel like that's unreasonable. That price is just ridiculous. To live in this town, you have to make more than that. And yet you're still just getting by. So I asked for it to be up to $200,000. I mean, that's a big leap, and they asked me why such a big leap. But I just thought that was more reasonable, especially with all the amount of things that have increased over the last year or so. So that was one option.
Is that combined household income?
That is, yeah, that's household income. So that seems a little bit more reasonable. The other thing I asked for was summer camp subsidies, because there's nothing here. A friend of mine spent $2,000 last summer just to have their children, one child, in summer camp. And so I thought that was also ridiculous. So I asked for subsidies. And then the third point I asked for was childcare, for after school care, was to increase it. And government is
increased subsidies?
Yeah, increased subsidies. And they have done that in coming in September. They have increased it. However, it's just not enough. And like, it's $10 a day childcare. Why can't after school care be 5 or something like that, right?
Because it's half as much time. Yeah,
exactly. So why can't it be $5? Anyways, those were my 3 points.
And what happened?
Well, they finally heard me. I'm gonna say they heard me, and 1 out of my 3 points is being brought forward to Parliament, which is really exciting. And it's the summer camp one, which I know, I don't even know how people get by with summer camp. My daughter was in summer camp this summer, and it's expensive. It averages around $350 a week just for having your child in care. And for our nurses and doctors and people that are in town, how the heck are you supposed to afford that? Anyways, so they're putting that forward. They have said that it's going to be like the affordable childcare benefit. It's all dependent on your income. Will depend on how much subsidy they're going to have for summer camp.
And so they're bringing it before Parliament. Does that mean it has to go through the whole process and be passed before it comes into effect? So we won't probably be like the summer of 2025 or something like that?
Well, this is actually all for the budget of 2024. I just don't know the next process. So I'm not sure if it has to be passed through Parliament, because these are the recommendations from what they found in finance. So I'm not quite sure what the next process is. I hope it goes to Parliament and Parliament goes, oh yeah, that's a no-brainer. Yeah,
I can find that out. I can figure out what happens next. In fact, Goller's request will be submitted to the Legislative Assembly as a recommendation for next year's budget. It has to go through the whole parliamentary treatment in order for families to see subsidies. And we don't have to get into it too much, but just explain the importance of, because summer camp, it sounds like, oh, your kids are doing something fun. Why should they have to be subsidized for that? Do you want to explain the place that summer camp takes for childcare?
Yeah, so it's almost like a respite. And it is childcare. It is literally childcare. As even if you're running a camp in summer and you don't really understand that, it's actually childcare. So it's super important. Just because summer comes along and your kids are off of school, that doesn't mean that you automatically get 2 months off as well. It's ridiculous.
Children who are in school in the winter, they don't need childcare during that time in the winter, but in the summer they do need childcare because their parents are still working. And so instead of enrolling them in childcare, they enroll them in summer camp. So like you say, it is childcare.
Oh, it's childcare. There, you can't just walk up to somebody's childcare space and be like, oh, hey, because childcare only goes until 5-year-olds in this town, right? There's not a space that you can just go to and just, like, there's no YMCA. YMCA will offer childcare and respite over the summer. But yeah, there's nothing here in Revelstoke that's like that.
And then I guess just like with the proposition that you said of increasing the affordable childcare benefit eligibility from 100,000 household income to 200,000. And they asked why, even if they don't approve that, just having an understanding of the cost of living here, I imagine, is probably helpful. The more we talk about that, the better.
Oh, definitely. And it's actually 110. So the increase of that is necessary. And they questioned, like, why would you want to put it up to 200? And then I had to go through and say, well, like, for rent in this town, the minimum wage in this town, like working at a grocery store is $17.50, right? So you're basically working to have your child go to childcare, but not really take home anything. And for me, that just doesn't work in my mind. Yeah.
And why were, of all the things that you could talk about, why were those the three things that you thought were the most important to bring forward?
Those are the three things that are that's in your face right now when you're in childcare. The summer camp thing, massive. Coming into the summer, just knowing, like, my own daughter, how much I'm paying for summer camps. And the prices of everything is just increasing. And I don't think childcare can, especially if the government right now is trying to make it lower cost, but they're missing points in this that need to be increased.
Is there anything that you want to say? I know you have some stuff on the go and we'll talk about that at a later time. So exciting, but anything else you want to mention?
No, just that childcare is a huge issue. It kind of goes hand in hand with poverty as well as housing. Like, everything is all together. And that was my main point when I was talking about this, is that childcare and poverty are very, very close, and it's scary. And there needs to be more done. There needs to have more things happening in this town to encourage childcare and to encourage just like a livable wage in this town so that it actually works all together.
Talk about, like, this is often only on people's radar if they're a parent, if they're searching for childcare. Why should everybody be aware of this and kind of working to make it easier for people?
So when you work, you stimulate the economy of our town. If you don't work, our economy doesn't actually work. And roads, the smell of poop this morning is a great example of how our town is growing. And it's growing and growing. The importance of it, if you don't have children and you're like, I don't care, I don't have kids, doesn't bother me, kind of does, because if people can't work in this town, they leave. And that makes a lot of things that happen and work in this town. We all work together. Everyone needs to take their ego out of this and see the greater good of how our town is increasing. It's increasing. And where are we going to put these people? How are we going to feed these people? How are we going to take care of their children so that they can actually add to the economy? There's so much in play here. And you take one little Jenga block out, right? And you keep taking them all out, and it all topples. So if you have children or not, this is an issue that's huge in our town.
Joanne Goller is the executive director of the Revelstoke After School Society. To read more on this and other stories, go to StokeFM.com and hit the news section. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.